This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
If you look at some of the COVID numbers, you will find that the statistics defy the spin placed on it by politicians and the media. That's the argument that Charles Cook uses in his latest commentary. All you need to do is look at the chart linked to my commentary to see that any spin by Democrats or Republicans or media personalities is wrong. His opening statement is also his conclusion. Two presidents, 50 states, 195 countries, a multitude of different approaches, and still there's no rhyme or reason to this pandemic. If you look at the COVID death rate per 100,000 by state, you don't find any pattern. The spin we get from politicians and the media would have us believe that blue states would all be bunched in one area of the chart and red states would be bunched in the other. That is not what you find. Some liberal media commentators would have you believe that red states are bad and blue states are good. Another writer says North is good and the South is bad. Charles Cook has an answer for all those comments. If it were, what could possibly account for the death rate pairings of New York and Mississippi, of Alabama and Connecticut, of Michigan and Arkansas, of Texas and Delaware, of Idaho and Colorado? Or consider what is happening in Israel. I was supposed to be heading a tour to Israel. That's not happening even though Israel has had heavily enforced lockdowns, mask mandates, and the most successful vaccination program anywhere. Yet the first country to fully vaccinate a majority of its citizens now has one of the world's highest daily infection rates. As I've said in previous commentaries, we need a bit more humility when making statements about the pandemic, and I might add we should ignore all the spin, which has proven to be false. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.